Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is November 10th, and welcome back to the Tuesday edition of Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Wauchula Police Department has posted several lost dogs to their Facebook page. If your furry friend has gone on a little unexpected adventure and you can't find them, please check the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page for pictures and where to pick them up. Wyatt Daniel Jordan, 19 years old, of Winter Haven, is wanted by the Polk County Sheriff's Office. On October 22nd, after going out for dinner, drinks, and some illegal drugs, Wyatt drove his friend to a home in Winter Haven. The victim was asleep in the passenger seat. The victim told detectives that she was a hard sleeper and tired from the recreational activities of the evening. Wyatt, being the nice guy that he is, rolled down the car window and climbed out of it quietly so as to not wake the sleeping victim with the noise of the car door closing. Maybe one reason for the quiet escape was because he liberated the victim's cell phone and credit card. Recently, detectives obtained video from the Wawa store at 1490 3rd Street Southwest in Winter Haven, showing the thieving culprit using the stolen debit card at the ATM inside the store. He was wearing blue athletic shorts with no shoes and socks or shirt. Wyatt is now a wanted man with charges of occupied burglary of a vehicle, fraudulent use of a credit card, grand theft, and criminal use of personal identification. If you have any information about Wyatt Daniel Jordan's whereabouts, please contact the Polk County Sheriff's Office at 863-298-6200, 863-298-6200, or if you'd like to remain anonymous, you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIP. 1-800-226-8477, where you will be fully anonymous. Your local events. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. This Friday, they will also host the Wauchula Wine Walk at Mary Market at the Wauchula Historic Train Depot, 135 East Main Street, on November 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Early registration for $20 and sponsorships are available at hardycc.com. Your job's in Hardy County. ACASA Senior Care in Zolfo Springs is looking for a companion aide, a high school diploma, and a successful criminal background check, DMV check, and drug and TB screening are required. Bassetti and Associates MDPA in Sebring is looking for a front desk receptionist. At least 2 years of experience in English and Spanish fluency are required. And Town Star in Frost Proof is looking for a sales associate. You must be at least 18 years of age, have full English fluency, have basic math skills and the ability to lift at least 10 pounds frequently, and passing a successful background check and drug screening. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy thepartymiddaywy@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather, plus the agriculture, sports, and business news, plus an exclusive 102.1 The Outlaw interview in just a bit. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather reporting and forecast. Your weather, 85 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 89, mostly cloudy, a 36% chance of rain, air quality excellent, the maximum UV index is 2, winds east-southeast at 18 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour, humidity and indoor humidity are 69%, dew point 73 degrees Fahrenheit, the cloud cover 76%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 12,800 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:42 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy, a chance of showers in the morning, then a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour, with a 40% chance of rain. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 10 miles an hour, with a 20% chance of rain. Veterans Day, partly cloudy, with a slight chance of showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%, and Veterans Day evening, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 10 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Significant progress has been made on U.S.-UK trade negotiations, and the U.K. believes it's in a good position to move forward after the U.S. election. That's according to U.K. International Trade Secretary Liz Truss. Truss did not outline a specific timeline, but says the two countries just completed their fifth round of talks aimed at securing a trade deal, with the most intensive round of negotiations held so far. National Pork Producers Council is supportive of the negotiations, provided the agreement eliminates tariff and non-tariff trade barriers on pork. As they approach the halfway point in their harvest, California cotton farmers say the market for the crop may be stabilizing. Farmers had already reduced cotton acreage due to water shortages and trade uncertainties when the pandemic further disrupted markets by reducing demand for cotton products. Farmers say prices have started to rebound a bit and report a good quality California cotton crop with better than average yields. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes Congress should approve a COVID relief package before the end of the year, a shift from previous comments that a measure wasn't likely until early next year. For weeks, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin have been negotiating a possible compromise between the White House's $1.9 trillion and the Democrats' $2.2 trillion proposals, but remain at an impasse.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Many Florida strawberry growers have recently wrapped up planting and are now trying to produce as much as possible before Valentine's Day, when competing fruit from Mexico will start entering the United States again. Strawberry breeders like Dr. Vance Whitaker are constantly trying to give growers the edge when it comes to fruit quality and earliness to harvest.
Early yield is a huge focus for us in the UF strawberry breeding program. Second is quality, which includes flavor. We've got to have a product that people want to eat in order to be competitive in the market and be successful.
Dr. Whitaker and his team at the University of Florida recently announced a new variety that matches the earliness of the popular Brilliance variety and tastes even better than the popular Sensation variety.
Currently, our best flavored variety is Sensation. The 10,000 acres that are grown in the Plant City area are basically split 60-40 between two varieties, Brilliance and Sensation. Sensation is the king of flavor, but this variety beats Sensation just by a little bit on flavor. So it has the earliness of Brilliance, but a flavor that's better than Sensation. And just we hope that that combination is what makes it successful.
The new variety hasn't been named yet, but it will be available on the market soon.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Hopes that people will again return to office buildings, shopping centers, and normal life sent markets rallying worldwide following encouraging data about a potential coronavirus vaccine. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% after Pfizer said an early peek at its vaccine suggests the shot may be 90% effective at preventing COVID-19, though that doesn't mean its release is imminent. Drops in big tech companies like Apple and Microsoft, which have thrived during the pandemic, did drag the NASDAQ composite lower. The Dow gained 834 points to finish at 29,157. The NASDAQ lost 181 to 11,713. The S&P 500 up 41 points to 3,550. New York oil up $2.86 to $40 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ken Lorman. In the Sunday night football game, it's halftime, and New Orleans leads Tampa Bay 31-0 at the half, a total beatdown by the Saints. Drew Brees has been putting on a clinic. He completed passes to 11 different receivers in the first half alone.
Ben Roethlisberger limped around the backfield, directing his receivers this way and that, occasionally reaching for a left knee injured during the second quarter. But he completed every pass, and he led the Steelers to a fourth-quarter comeback over Dallas that kept Pittsburgh as the NFL's only unbeaten team. Elsewhere, Atlanta, Buffalo, Houston, Kansas City, Minnesota, the New York Giants, Tennessee, Las Vegas, Miami, and Baltimore were victorious. This is SRN Sports. More on the Ravens. They now have set a record with 31 straight games of scoring at least 20 points in a game. Baltimore also has won a league-high 10 consecutive road games, including the franchise's first in Indianapolis. Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list today after a staff member tested positive for the coronavirus. He's believed to have had close contact with the unidentified infected person, but if he doesn't test positive, he could be back in practice as early as Wednesday. NASCAR's most popular driver is now a Cup champion. Chase Elliott took the torch from teammate Jimmy Johnson by winning his first Cup title. He drove from the back of the field to Victory Lane at Phoenix Raceway that today. This is SRN Sports.
Well, usually this is the part where I say goodbye and I tell you the motivational quote for the day, but we have an exclusive presentation for you right now here on Hardy Midday. We're going to travel across the hall right now where JJ is having a live exclusive interview with local country artist Robbie A. JJ, take it away.
All right, thank you, Glenn. You're listening to Real Country 102.1, The Outlaw. This is Hardy Midday, and joining us right now, we've got local artist from right here, who's actually, he's from here, but he's been kind of all over, been in Nashville.
Yes, sir.
We've got Robbie A. with us. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, bud. How are you today?
I'm doing good, doing good.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks for having me in. It's always a good time to come in and talk about life, talk about music, and hang out. So happy to be here, man.
Good deal. Well, tell us, what have you been doing since the last time we saw you?
Yeah, how long has it been now? Like a year,
It's been, it was 2018, I believe. So it's about 2 years.
Oh, 2018?
Yeah. We got a picture. You were here.
Okay.
And,
yeah, I guess it was a little while back, wasn't
it? Yeah. And I believe Chet was here. I believe Callie was here that day.
Yeah. Callie was here.
Yeah. So it's been a while.
Yeah, man. Life's been really good, really crazy. I work for a church in Lake Placid, actually.
Okay.
And so when I'm not out, on the road on the weekends, you know, I'm over there working. And so it's just been a busy year, man. It's been obviously pretty crazy with COVID. And
I was going to say, how has the COVID affected your situation? Because, I mean, I'm sure that I've talked to some other artists. They lost a lot of bookings because of this.
Yeah, it was, you know, I was just starting to really get in my groove of booking a lot of shows whenever all this happened. You know, like this year was supposed to be a really good year show wise and it's hard. I've got a lot of buddies in Nashville that, you know, they play on Broadway full time, and so hard on them, hard on all the local guys. So it's been a crazy year, but I think that it's also been a good time to slow down, and I think there's a positive you can find in all of it. And so just trying I'm lucky that I do music full time for the church over there, so I still have kind of my main job that I'm doing, you know. But not being able to get out there, not being able to play country music to the fans and to provide that for the restaurants who've been hurting as well during this time, you know, it's sucks, man.
Yeah, no doubt. So now, you live here in Hardy County now, or?
I actually live in Lake Placid right now.
Oh, you're living in Lake Placid, okay.
Yeah, but my mom is still out here in Hardy County, so I come see her plenty.
I talked to you on the phone, and you were working up in, you were in Nashville, right?
Yeah, I was up in Nashville. It's been a while, yeah. I was in Nashville for quite a while, man. Not quite a year. I was up there for about 7 or 8 months. And
what's that like? I mean, because that is the country music capital.
Yeah, man, it can swallow you whole. That's for sure.
Yeah.
The way I look at it, I think a lot of people, they move there and it's so overwhelming because there's so much going on at all times.
That's what I've heard from some of the artists, like on Crook and Chase, the Countdown show, because they do a lot of interviews with artists on there. And that's what I hear them saying. They say it's so overwhelming.
Yeah, it can be that. I think for me, when I was there, man, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed just, because you can either be overwhelmed or you can just be happy to be in the moment and be there and be playing shows and be out and be meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think for me, like, you know, I don't look at music as a competition. I look at it as a journey that we're all on, just like life is.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, being in Nashville, it was just a lot of fun just to be there, just to be playing shows. You know, I played at Tin Roof and the Bluebird and a couple of pretty cool places. And I really enjoyed my time there, man. It was so much fun. And I'm headed back up there in a couple weeks to shoot some music videos and stuff. So still going back and forth, man. I just... you know, for me, my dad's health is always so bad, you know, and so when I was up there, he got real bad off, and I just felt like I needed to come be closer to him.
Right,
Honestly, man, and so I had a lot of reasons for moving back home, but you know, my dad was kind of one of the main reasons, and it hasn't slowed me down any, man. Progress has still been great.
Well, you've got the talent, you know. It's a gift. I mean, you can sing. You write.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, that's part of what you're talking about, life. It takes, you know, it's like an artist. Some people can paint pictures and, you know, people can design buildings and they have their place, you know, in life. And yours is music, obviously. Because, I mean, you've been doing this for a while now. I mean, don't take out the fact that, you know, you can sing good and you can write good.
Yes, sir.
But you've been doing it for a long time now. That's...
Yeah, I think I've gotten to a place where I'm not chasing a dream anymore. I'm just doing what I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really good place for for anybody to be in.
I like the way you put that.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I started writing songs when I was 8 years old. I started playing the guitar when I was 15. I started playing drums pretty early. And so once I learned how to play the guitar, I could just take all the songs that I had been writing anyways, you know, lyrically, and just start, you know, put melody to it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man, so for me, I've just been doing it for a long time and I really enjoy it. And, you know, even when I'm not getting paid to do it, I'm still doing it anyways. I spent a lot of years just playing for free anyways, so I just get paid to do it now. So that's nice.
Yeah, it makes it a lot nicer. Yeah,
but it's just, you know, it's not chasing a dream anymore. It's really a thing for me of, and also I think something that people don't think about a lot is like, we have the internet. And that is something that back in the day, people didn't really have to their advantage.
That's brought some changes.
A lot of changes.
To get your, right, but I mean, to put your music out there, to put
Correct.
Your artwork out there.
Right.
You can do that now as where 20, 30 years ago and further, you had to find somebody that would put you on a record and then put that record or CD in a music store.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and now you're able to do a lot of that on your own.
100%.
You know?
Yeah, 100%. I think, and also, you know, it's, I really believe that a good song will find its way to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, my goal is, While it was great living in Nashville and I met a lot of cool people who were friends with big names and all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
like that was awesome. But at the end of the day, my goal is to write the best song I can, put the best song I can out there, and just see what God does with it, man. And the goal is definitely to do this, to do country music full time eventually. But you know, the harder I work, the more I progress. You know, we'll see what God does with that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, you got a song that you just sent us here, and we're putting in our rotation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a song called "Crazy Over You." It's on my current album that's out right now called Orphans and Outcasts. And
Orphans and Outcasts.
Yeah, man. All right. Yeah, Orphans and Outcasts.
I see what you say. Yeah, yeah, man.
yeah man. Well, you know, when I put this last album out, I wanted it to be, I wanted it to feel like a compilation album. Mm-hmm. So it's got some stuff that feels a little more old country. And it's got some stuff that feels a little more new country. And so Crazy Over You is like, it's just a good old honky-tonk song, really, man. It's a story about a couple that they meet in a bar and they end up getting married, basically. And so it's just a real fun song about...
It's very up-tempo.
Yeah.
And I heard it. I like that. It is a great song, and we're going to play that here in just a little bit. But now you were telling me now this album that you're talking about, it's coming out in...
It's out.
Oh, it's out now.
It's out now.
Okay. Because you were talking about January.
In January, I have a new single coming out.
New single. See, that's...
You're good, man. You're good.
You see, I was in the right church, just the wrong pew.
There you go.
I
mean? No. That album is already out right now. And you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, all those places.
Because that's something else I was going to ask you. How can people go...
Yeah, sure. So you can go to robbiemusic.com.
Okay.
And you can find it there. But you can, if you're on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, anywhere that you stream music, Google Play, all that stuff, you just look up Orphans and Outcasts, or you can look up Robbie A-Orphans and Outcasts, and it'll pop up, man. And you can give it a listen. It's songs about life, songs about love, faith, just everything that kind of my life is about. Mm-hmm. It's in there.
Good deal. Good deal. Now, talking about that, you said there you got something, the single that you've got coming out in January. Mm-hmm. Give everybody kind of a tease on that. I mean, just the,
I can't
the
do
premise.
That. No, just kidding. Yeah. So a couple years ago, I went through a pretty tough time in my life where I basically lost everything, man. And I mean everything. And so not too long after that happened, I was writing songs, and this was a song that just kind of came out of me, man. I wrote it in about 10 minutes, and it's called Country Love Song.
Okay.
And the chorus just says, you know, there ain't nothing wrong with singing along to a brokenhearted country love song.
Oh.
And the whole idea is that sometimes when we're hurting, man, sometimes we don't need someone to pat our back and tell us we're okay. Sometimes we just need to kind of feel the hurt, feel mm-hmm. the emotions. And I think for a lot of us, I know for me, a lot of that is a good country song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I...
Well, to be able to take the way you're feeling
yeah.
and put that into words
yeah.
that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have heard over something at one time or another, but not all of us can take that. We can tell you how we feel, but that's not going to make a song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
To be able to take those words, take those mm-hmm. feelings, mm-hmm. and put them into words that make sense.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's important. I mean, growing up, the whole reason I fell in love with country music was I heard a song called The Good Stuff by Kenny Chesney.
Mm-hmm.
That song really changed my life.
And yeah, it was.
And then I heard a song called The House That Built Me by Miranda Lambert.
Yep, yep.
And that really just... songs like that are what made me fall in love with country music in the first place, because I was a rock and roll, you know, kid.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, gosh, yeah, dude.
Well, tell who. who? Pick some songs.
Oh, you probably wouldn't know. I'm talking about screamo music. So Under Oath, The Devil Wears Prada. Well, somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. But it was some heavy stuff.
We'll throw
man.
That in the playlist. No.
Oh, gosh. but really, like, those songs made me fall right. in love with country music, and right. so... Something that I hope I can do is put out something that helps someone to feel something as well.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I had a cousin that was the same way. He was my age, and he was, you know, into the Metallica and all this yeah. stuff back in the day yeah. and became a huge, uh-huh. huge country music fan.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, you know, and that's – he started playing the guitar. I mean, yeah. he went all the way with it. But, you know, going back to something you were talking about a few minutes ago, Zach Brown,
mm-hmm.
He went through – so I guess a situation in his life as
that
well
go, yeah.
and became very public about his depression and the problems that he was having. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, to be able to go out, because I think a lot of times people, they know what they're feeling, but they don't think that person singing that song could feel the same way
sure.
about one situation or another. And when somebody like that comes out and says, hey, you know, I've been going through A, B, C, and D. And he's, like I said, very public about it, yeah. and I think he's doing a lot better now.
Sure, and I think it's good to know that whatever you're struggling with, there's probably mm-hmm. someone else out there that's struggling with it too.
And yes.
And that's kind of the responsibility I think we have as songwriters is to write about what we're going through, because we can help people to understand what they're going through, maybe even a little better. You know, just hearing that someone else is going through it too, that really helps in tough times. And so I'm just thankful, man. I'm thankful that God gave me the gift He did.
Absolutely.
I wish I was 6'8" and could play basketball full time, but I'm not.
Just found out something else. He likes basketball. He likes what was the groups?
Oh man, like my favorite basketball team?
No. The rock, the screaming music. What was it?
Oh, Under Oath, Devil Wears Prada, Day to Remember.
Yeah, and we also found out that he likes basketball.
That's right.
That was okay. Nothing wrong with that.
That's right. Yeah.
So if you weren't singing and you were able to and this basketball thing was going, that's what you'd be doing.
Yeah, man. I'd either.
That's good to find this stuff out. I mean, like what you know, some of your other things you like to do. You know.
Sure. Well, I mean, my I come from a basketball family, man.
Okay.
My dad and my uncle, they played down in Miami. My uncle was a state champ in Miami, actually.
Oh, wow.
His high school team, yeah, they went to state and won. But I didn't get any of the that talent. It's only musical talent. So if I wasn't doing music, I would either hopefully be doing sports in some capacity, or be some sort of journalist, you know, or some sort of like.
Well, there's a
detective.
Bunch of those needed right now. There's some. We need some real journalists.
I hear you, man.
Yeah,
yeah, we do. Yeah,
that's for sure. So, and that kind of leads me to the next thing. What do you like to do? Well, we know you like. We know that you like music and mm-hmm. singing and writing. What? Tell us about Robbie A. Outside that, like, I mean, what do you like to go do for fun?
I'll be honest, man. Music's about the only thing I do with my time. Well, so I would say that my week normally consists of a lot of music. So I have like my own studio that I record.
Okay.
At.
Yeah.
So I'm always in the studio writing and recording. I'm always like doing covers. So like next year I've got a ton of music covers coming out. And so I've been working on getting a back catalog of that, so that every week I can release a new cover song and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
So I work a lot on that. When I'm not doing music, though.
You're not jumping out of planes with parachutes or nothing like that.
Okay. I wish, man.
Oh, you would do that, would you?
The risk is not worth the reward for me.
Ah, there you go.
But I do love heights and I love speed. So when I'm not doing music, I'm trying to be a good boyfriend for sure.
Okay.
I'm dating a wonderful woman that I hope to marry one day. So I try to be a very good man to her and spend plenty of quality time with her.
Well, that's good. That's good. But I mean, maybe you and her could go take one of those slingshots.
I hear you.
Those swing things. Would she do it?
Well, she would love to do it. She's been skydiving before.
Oh, really? It's funny I bring that up.
Yeah. She's been skydiving before. She's you know, we were in the mountains a couple weeks ago. It was Mount Mitchell. It's just north of Asheville. It's the highest point on the east side of the nation here, east side of the Mississippi. So she wants to go hiking, and I'm like, okay, but there's bears. So like we can go hiking, but like I ain't trying to get eaten by a bear here.
Yeah, no.
Or like,
well, that'd be a terrible.
I don't want to lose a hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, she could care less. She's like, no, let's go. And she's so fearless. And I'm always the one thinking about the worst case scenario.
He's thinking about, you know, this bear might show up.
Exactly. I'm going to sit here.
Ernie, this you know, it may just show up any minute now.
Exactly. Yeah. And she's,
I think there's, that's a good thing though. I mean, cause you know, you got one that's just we're bring on the dragons, and
that's
then
the other
one's kind of like, let's think about this for a second.
Yeah, there you go. You know? Yeah, man, we go together pretty well.
That's good.
We go together pretty well. So, yeah, man, I try to spend my time being a good boyfriend, try to be a good son, try to be a good friend. I spend time with people a lot, just whether it's grabbing coffee or dinner or whatever. I try to do that. Me and my buddy, we try to go visit new breweries when we can.
So
we're big into that, trying out new breweries and stuff.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm a beer connoisseur, but
we
love to go check out new spots, and there's quite a few of them around Florida that are pretty good.
I've been noticing that there's been a lot of those that have popped up mm-hmm. in the last, you know, 10 years or so, and mm-hmm. Some of them are actually music venues.
Sure,
they do music in them.
A lot of them do. There's two spots that I love to play at, and that's Wet Dogs in Lake Placid, Florida.
Okay.
Wet Dogs is an awesome brewery. There's also one called the Florida Brewery in
Arlandale. Now, that one, the one that you mentioned in Lake Placid, mm-hmm. is it fairly new?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, very, very new. It's a wonderful spot.
Where are they at? Right off 27, I mean, obviously, gosh. It runs right through town, but I mean.
It's kind of downtown-ish, I guess you would say. I'm trying to think. The way I know it is, you go to the gate station, you hit a right, and you go all the way down.
Okay. Go to the gate station and
hit a right.
Turn there, make a right, and just keep on going.
Oh, man.
Is that how we give directions?
I guess so.
See, that made perfect sense to me. I'm with you.
I'm there. If you hit the railroad tracks, you've gone too far.
Oh, that's it. If you pass the tractor on the left down there, you've gone too far.
That's how it goes, man.
Yeah, if you see that red or green tractor that's on your left, you've gone too far. I've told that one before.
I believe it, man. I believe it. Yeah. So that's a really cool spot, man. And the Flora Brewery in Auburndale is a really good spot too. And we have quite a few that we've checked out and. Yeah, man, we love it. And both of those places do music as well. So I've had the opportunity to play at both of those places, and they're awesome, man. So I wanted to go try to play at Grove Roots in Winter Haven. That's a really cool spot, too.
Yeah.
They have music there. So they have a lot of really good – we saw a really cool band there the other night, actually. They were doing a lot of, like – jazz music and stuff, but it was really like the way they were doing it was like real upbeat kind of stuff. It was cool, man.
That jazz music can be kind of loud sometimes. It can be kind of.
Hey. I won't pretend to understand it.
The louder the better, huh?
The louder the better.
The louder
man.
The better. All right. So what we're going to do here is we're going to play your song,
Crazy Over You.
Crazy Over You. And we want to, before we go, is there anybody you want to give a shout out to or anything that maybe you want to talk about that we didn't get to?
Honestly, man, I just want to say that thank you to you, man, for having me out.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you for coming.
I really appreciate that. I appreciate what you're trying to do here in Hardy County.
I love it here.
It's needed. Yeah, man, this is a great place. I'm really thankful that I grew up here.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Hardy High, graduated in 06. And it was a good time, man. I'm really thankful that this is where I was able to grow up and learn and kind of become a man at. So it was a good time, man, and I'm just really thankful for you for having me out.
Well, thank you for coming by. It's been our pleasure having you here with us today.
Yeah, man.
And we wish you the best, and come back and see us, and let us know how things are progressing, because we want to know.
January, I'll be back.
All right, we'll look forward to you then. Thank you.
All right, brother, man.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: I'm so clever sometimes that I don't understand a single word of what I'm saying. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.